This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares, Survival Economics and Domestic Engineering with Kathy in Ohio. Kyle called in, both USA Prepares instructors. Kyle, I had a quick question for you. You've talked many times about your dad and some of his wonderful sayings. Did you and your dad ever discuss what things cost during the first Great Depression? I tried to get that answer from my dad, and I asked him every way I could think of, and the answer was always the same. Didn't matter what it cost Vinny, nobody had any money. Did you have that discussion with your dad?
I did. I remember the things that dad would tell me would be they did a lot of barter. They raised hogs and they raised a few cattle. And I remember my dad said that he would be out, when they were, cutting and, raking hay. He would work as a child. I mean, in the summertime, like you were talking about, you worked in the summer. He said while he was still in, junior high, that he would work all day long in a hay field and get paid 50 cents. But he said that 50 cents, they would, and all of the boys did. There was two other brothers, and they all worked in the hay fields and different things, and they would bring their money home and they were pooling their money to make it. But dad said that his 50 cents would buy a 50 pound bag of flour back then. He said he remembered that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. It you could survive. It was tough, no frills, but you could survive. Is that what the message was?
Oh, absolutely. And Dad would. They said they would raise. Usually, the interesting thing is they would raise about six hogs a year, and they had. But they would trade half of a grown hog for the six piglets that this farmer would supply them with, and then they would turn them. They had them loose in a great big old pen in the back, and the hogs pretty much rooted around, and they would move them from section to section to keep them going because they didn't want to have to feed them too much. You would move it to a new section to be able to get into fresh stuff, and they would keep growing. He said you could get, sometimes you could get old dairy that would had went rotten from the local. There would be a lot. There was quite a few local little dairies around, and they weren't able to sell all of the milk that they could produce. And most of the time they'd give you their stuff they were going to throw away for free. So they would give that to the hogs, but they ended up keeping two hogs for them. And they traded, and they butchered them all themselves, and they would trade the other four hogs off in halves for different things that they needed to different people, some for money. They actually would trade half a hog for money, but I don't remember how much Dad said that they would do that with. I do remember this. It was interesting. My grandfather on my dad's side was working, got a job working, building a lake, and ended up a foreman, and he was getting paid $36 a month. That's what he was getting paid in the Depression, and he was a foreman. So, anyway, that's an interesting little side note there, but Dad used to say, you know, it was just like you said before, you know, there was almost no money. I mean, you literally, if you got, you traded for everything. Everything was traded. Or if you could get money and you had any little bit of money, you could buy a lot with it. I think we're headed in the other direction, where we're going to be carrying wheelbarrow loads to buy the loaf of bread, because everything just keeps climbing.
You know, there's stories that my uncles told me, my father's brothers, that it was so bad during the first Great Depression that people who had cars, you couldn't get things like tires. And what if you had a flat tire and you couldn't fix it? The guys would take sand and break the bead from the rim, and they'd pour sand on the inside of the tire and fill it up as much as they could. And the rubber tire would ride on a cushion of sand between the rim, the wheel, and the road.
Mm.
That's what they did.
You know, I'll tell you one thing, Vince, that happened, and I have a picture of this. When my dad was a young man, they had, like I said, they raised cattle. And my dad taught one of the milk cows that they had, because they would milk the cow and then separate and create, make their own butter and their own what they call Blue John, which was the milk without the cream in it. And they would drink that. But my dad took one of the cows, because he had his job before school and after school was to take these other cattle and take them out to a lot where they would feed, and they would trade milk for the ability of these other cattle to be able to graze on this guy's pasture. But my dad taught this milk cow to take a bit and bridle, a horse's bit and bridle. And my dad's dog would ride on the back of that cow with my dad, and the dog's name was Cowboy. But I have a picture of my dad on top of that cow that trained that cow to take a bit and bridle. But he didn't, you know, because it was a long walk, and so they would do it every morning and night.
That's what Gwyneth advised me to do. Months ago, she said, "Benny, you're going to have to train one of those cows to pull a plow and to pull a wagon and to do farm work." You know, that's what she's been saying, and it looks like we're going to be going there. Kathy, do you have any comments about? Did you have any of these discussions with your parents about what things cost during the first Great Depression and money and those kinds of things?
Yeah, my dad lived in the city. My mom was born on a farm. So when I was a little girl, we lived, I would say, more rural. We had farms around us, but it wasn't in the city. It was sort of just on the outskirts. So we had a big garden, but my dad and mom both said they didn't have any money. My mom said they had one dress, and that's what they wore. My grandma would have to wash and iron it every couple of days for school, and my dad had to quit school, and he was a sophomore in high school. He had to quit school, and he set up bowling pins, and he walked, and he said that they'd get holes in their shoes, and they'd put rubber or cardboard, and he said he was hungry. He said they would have bread with lard and sugar, and you could tell there was like a sadness in his eyes when he talked about growing up. He didn't really like to talk about it a lot, because I think it was very difficult. But I think he had the same thing. I think he had to work to put food on the table, like probably your parents, Vince, and Kyle's, you know, mom and dad. But, yeah, they never talked about cost, but I think it's probably because they didn't have much.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And I really wish all of our parents were around it, so we could ask them for guidance and ask them to share their wisdom with us. And unfortunately, that's not the case. Mrs. Finelli, I know. Yes.
Hey, do you mind if I butt in just for a second, because I do have to take off here? I have a new phrase, Vince, and I think, folks, we better listen and we better think. Because when this thing continues to implode and inflation continues, I've been telling my wife and my kids and everybody that will listen, you better prepare for anarchy, because that's what's coming. And I can see it just as clear as it as a TV picture. And you were talking about how to build a greenhouse, Vince. I'm going to touch on this really quick before the break, and then I got to head out of here. What I did for my greenhouse, and it worked like a charm, is I bought some inch and five-eighths inch fence tubing. It's like conduit, inch and five-eighths. And I cut those into two-foot sections, and I cut them on an angle. And one end is angled, and one end was straight. And I drove those in the ground every 4 feet. And then I bought some inch and three-eighths steel tubing, same kind of thing like EMT, but these are 21 feet long. And I built a jig and out of wood and two-by-fours that would allow me to bend those poles so I could bend them in a half an arc without kinking them. But anyway, that's what I use for hoops. And I put the inch and three-eighths inside the inch and five-eighths. And then I drilled holes through both of them and put a carriage bolt from the inside out. And I wanted part of the carriage bolt sticking outside of the inch and five-eighths pipe. And the reason is because after I stretched the plastic, because you have to order the little, they call it wiggle wire, going into a channel on each end. But after you stretch the plastic, because we get high winds here, I took paracord and went from one on one side diagonally across to the other one, and I would wrap it around the carriage bolt. And then I did that zigzag pattern on both sides all the way down to keep the plastic from blowing and getting ripping. You know, if you get it moving too much, it'll rip. But if you were talking about a cheaper way to do that, rather than the hog panels, that can be cheaper, because I don't know what they're running now, but I bought those 21-foot sticks for $24 each. And sometimes if you go to a fencing store, they have some of them that are slightly bent that they will sell you super cheap. And so I put, I was able to get a few of them, but most of them I had to buy retail in full blast, full price. In any case, if you're going to buy one, that worked extremely well for me. And then I fabricated and built a door on each end. I cut some 2x4s on angles and put them into the hooped end and built a door frame on both ends. And just found a door at a secondhand store, but I've gotten a couple of the doors for free at garage sales, and I just cut them down to fit. Anyway, you can put up something like that, and I have a 50-foot greenhouse with two 48-foot beds in it that we are growing like crazy stuff in there. In any case, that's something you can do, folks. That's an idea.
I love it. I took copious notes as you were describing this. Is there a way you could send a picture of that to me, Kyle?
I will try, Vince. I will try to do that. I'm not very good on email, as you know. But in any case, I will try to get it to you.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, Kyle. I really appreciate it. And I really like that design of the greenhouse with the EMT and the 1 5/8 chain link fence type posts. Thank you so much. Kathy and I will be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's one of the things that is really important to have on hand is soap. And I believe that soap was one of the main reasons why our life expectancy previously had kept increasing and increasing. And it's falling and falling now. But it had been, life expectancy might have been 30, 35 years old, 45, 55. You know, then it hit in the 70s. And it's working its way back down. But soap was, I believe, one of the main reasons why life expectancy increased. And for the last several months, I have been unable to get Member's Mark liquid hand soap. It's not available. And that would be, you know, the big jugs. Used to be able to buy it at Sam's Club. No longer. Dial hand soap. You know, the bars of, it came in a blue package, white hand soap. Yeah, it's been unavailable for several months as well. So during the break, I typed in liquid soap, Walmart, and I found some. They've got it. They have, I found a pump bottle of Dial hand soap, 7.5 ounces. 7.5 ounces. That's tiny, right? That's like a cup. $9.50. But this is, you know, coconut water and something else. It looks like hand soap is getting harder and harder to get in the large refill size. That's what I'm finding. Kathy, are you seeing the same thing?
You know, Vince, It's funny that you brought that up because I was going to mention this too. I felt that the same way. So I went, we talked a while ago about hand soap, and I have a box of it and some in a tote. I have over 100 bars of hand soap. I like the liquid soap too, but you know, I have hand soap. I think sometimes it lasts a little bit longer, especially if you let it dry out, but I use Fels Naphtha, and I use it sometimes when I make my laundry soap, and I've also used it for stains, like grass stains on jeans and dirt. It works good for that. So I was getting it for 97 cents at Walmart, and that was the cheapest place I found it. Even up till last year, I don't even know. It's out of stock at the store right now, so I got online. And at Walmart.com, for a two-pack, now, mind you, this was 99 cents. For a two-pack, it's now $15.78 for two of them, same size. So I have a bunch of them. I probably have 10 or 15 of them because I bought them just kind of thinking they were going to go up. But, you know, Vince, if you can find, I still tell people if you can find it, even if you just have to figure out somewhere to store it, just try to get what you can now because since everything is going up, like potatoes, there's the potato shortage. The production is down. Some of it's due to the drought. Some of it's due to some of the farmers didn't plant. I did read that there might be like a 2 or 3 week lag before a new batch comes in, but people are commenting that they're going to the store and for a 8 pound bag of potatoes or a 6 pound bag, it can be $11 or $12. And some of them say they had to go to 3 stores before they could find it. That's why I'm going to dehydrate. I'm going to blanch my potatoes and dehydrate some. I did grow some. I don't think I'm going to get a bumper crop. I had some that didn't come up, and I don't know if it was just the weather or what, but it's the same thing. You know, if you can do this now, and you can practice and get some things, because I still think in the winter the produce is going to go up. If it's high now, it's going to go up in the winter. So you could go into your cabinet and you could get your either the cans you buy in the store, you know, the cans you can yourself, or dehydrated if you can't get the other. So, you know, Vince, I wanted to – we talked about the tomato shortage, and that's becoming more widespread on the news. But I would encourage people, if you have a lot of tomatoes, you know, try to incorporate them in your meals. Like, there's a recipe for it. It's called unstuffed pepper soup. Well, right now, I've got tons of tomatoes and green peppers. And those use tomatoes, and they use 3 large green peppers for my recipe. So I would encourage you to start making your meals and use those up, and then you don't have to do the work of canning them if you can use them right now into your meals.
I agree. Greg, please hold
Get
on.
He's on high with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat President Biden is transferring up to $20,000 of student debt per loan and making the American taxpayer responsible to pay it back. This applies to student debt loan holders making under $125,000 a year. A federal jury has found that Los Angeles County must pay Vanessa Bryant $16 million after first responders took pictures and shared them of the fatal 2020 helicopter crash that killed her husband Kobe, 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others. The jurors also awarded $15 million to plaintiff Chris Jester, who lost his wife Sarah and daughter Peyton in the Calabasas, California wreck.
Well, I don't think it came as a surprise that the jury verdict came in her favor, in the other victim's favor. It's more of the amount. The amount was substantial.
Legal expert Lou Shapiro on Fox 11 in Los Angeles, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
NASA's Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART for short, the world's first mission to test technology for defending Earth against potential asteroids or comet hazards, will impact its target asteroid, which poses no threat to Earth, at 7:14 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, September 26. Now that President Biden bypasses Congress again to rule with fountain pen, the Democrat president Wednesday gave away at least $300 billion to remove some student loan debt from kids and put the financial burden on the American taxpayers, perhaps for generations to come. Financial expert Dan Geltrude on Fox News explains how this new Biden tax affects you.
It always comes down to the same group, the American taxpayers. So even if you say, well, we're going to borrow it, who pays? If you're going to print money, who pays? That's why we have inflation. Everybody is paying that price. So nothing is free and nothing is revenue neutral. Because if it was, we wouldn't have over $30 trillion of debt right now. I think that when you spread out these costs, and we're not exactly sure how much it's going to be, somewhere over $300 billion to pull this off, and you start allocating that over the number of taxpayers we have, that's exactly the math.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God, you're take my. When you go to the feed, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us in Ohio. Greg is joining us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. I love it when you have such experts on here that, you know, such a knowledge base.
You know, Greg,
you know, I had a couple of comments. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on just 1 second, please. I was thinking this morning, You know, I do some of my thinking when I'm in the shower early in the morning, and it, you know, I hear the white noise that we have a high pressure, low volume shower head, and it's kind of like a blast of a, from a car wash almost, and but you know, not a lot of water, and the white noise, I guess, is, you know, drowns everything else out. And I was thinking how fortunate we are to have the faculty that we have. I believe it's the best in radio, bar none, because we're not readers and regurgitators. We actually do it. Kathy was talking about tomatoes. You know, if you have tomatoes, you can add them to meals. You can add them to meals that you might not ordinarily add them to. And not only does it extend the meal, but it provides nutrition. And frankly, I don't see how a family is going to get through this without raising a substantial amount of their own food, period. Period. The last thing I want to do...
You need that vitamin C.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is build a greenhouse. I mean, we need to. And I'm going to. And we're going to. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I don't need anything else to add to the list. But we have to do it. And I've been having these I don't know, normally discussions are very calm around the, you know, the house here and the kitchen table of dinner and during the meals. And I'm saying with a sense of urgency, we need to build a greenhouse. Like, really soon. Really soon. At least get the materials to build it. Really soon. With a very heightened sense of urgency.
Yes. And one that can withstand a snow load if you live in an area with snow. And what I'm going to give you people a little tip here. Okay. Now, I don't like to do advertisements for people. Only when I find that they have something that's incredible. And there's a guy, he calls himself Bob's Tough Plastics. If you look at Bob's Tough Plastics, and he has these woven greenhouse cover material you can buy in any size, and he will actually melt them together to make a huge one if you need one. But he has instructions in his little booklet, his little catalog, on showing you how to build a big A-frame greenhouse out of the cheapest material you can find, which is rebar. And, of course, he paints that white. And he's made some fantastic A-frame greenhouses and grown all of his food. And I would look up Bob's Tough Plastics and figure out how he made his greenhouses out of rebar, which is extremely cheap. Extremely cheap. And we were talking about soap. And one thing I like to have on hand, especially if you're doing some homemade soap or just using a liquid soap, is a box of borax. Just put in a little jar or something, and you can just reach in there and grab a pinch of it and put on your hands. And if you're working in the grease and stuff, it'll help scrape the grease right off your hands. It's a wonderful thing, a cheap thing to have in your soap is borax, a box of borax, which is a mineral.
Very good, and that's something that Kathy has been advocating for a long time. Kathy, who's with us right here, right now, making her own laundry detergent.
Yeah. Yes, and it does wonders on laundry to add a little bit of that to your laundry detergent. I think it enhances it more than the soap itself, just my opinion.
Yeah, very good. So we're going to see you tomorrow, Greg. Thank you for calling in. And you're going to be talking about the joys of eating shellac. I think you're going to...
And other cancer-causing agents.
Well, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding, class. We're going to be talking about eating shellac, and you've already done it. No kidding. You have already eaten shellac. You've already eaten bugs. You just didn't know it. Greg, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Vincent.
That was Greg in Utah, USA Prepares instructor. Kathy, what's next? I really like the tomato idea, and that's what I've been doing here at the farm. Every day I've been eating tomatoes and green peppers. I go out to the garden, and I cut up. I bring in some yellow tomatoes and some red tomatoes, and slicing tomatoes. I bring them in and I cut them up and add a little pasta and a little bit of that recipe salad dressing that I told you about earlier this week, and it It's great. Just a little bit of pasta, just kind of to round it out. And it is fabulous. And when you can do that, you should do that. Save your cans and your jars for the wintertime or when you don't have fresh food. Kathy, I just had one quick question about tomatoes. And I've noticed, and is it me or did the skins on the cherry tomatoes get tougher? Now, we're using the same seeds, saved seeds, so it's the same genetics of last year's cherry tomatoes, but I think the skins have gotten tougher, and I think it's because of the weather. They're more rubbery. Have you noticed that, or is it just here at our garden?
No, I haven't noticed it here, Vince. My cherry tomatoes are coming in really hard now. And, I'm not trying to complain, but I have been canning tomatoes and salsa. This is like day four now. I mean, and it's like when I get up in the morning, I'm skinning them and getting the jars ready, and I've had a few of my lids not take, which and once in a while you get them. Sharon and I talked about it, and I think that they don't make the rubber as good as they used to, so make sure you check your lids, let your jars cool at least 24 hours, and then, you know, take your hand and see if you can pull that lid off. If you can, then you need to use it or recan it or freeze it. But then some of the tomato things, like, actually, I'm going to have tomato sandwiches for lunch today, and you can put lettuce, you can put onion, pickles, whatever you want on there. But, I mean, just salsa. Like, I made 14 jars of salsa, and you can make stuffed peppers with, you know, your tomatoes and your peppers, but you can do spaghetti, chili, soup. Think of, like, how can I use these today? Not that you can't save them. I mean, it gets to a point where you can't. And then if I have some that are maybe split and I just have too many. I had some that were not so hot. I didn't really want to eat them because they were a little bit. So I took my corn cobs over and I took the skins and the tomatoes and some of the ones that were overripe and I gave them to my neighbor's chickens and they were thrilled. The chickens were thrilled. So I'm trying not to waste anything. I'm trying to give you food for thought here. And Vince, I wanted to talk about we were talking a little bit about energy, and I probably mentioned this before, but a couple things that I have done with the energy is I've got two of they're called induction, like burners or hot plates, and they use less energy, and they also, they don't heat up your whole kitchen. Now, I did a batch of tomatoes where I used my big canner, and my house was up to like 88 degrees. It was so hot in here, and it took like till the morning to cool down. It was just terrible. So I thought, well, I can take one of these hot plates. I can use my small canner, and I put it in the laundry room and shut the door. And the next time if I need to do it and it's hot, I can put it on the front porch or the back step because I have an outlet right there and just watch it. So you can save money that way. And there was actually a story about a lady who was using her pressure canner. I don't know if I said this, but she couldn't use it anymore because her electric bill came in and it was really high because she had an electric stove. So that's a shame. But Vince, you know, I have a small convection oven and I've done the same thing this summer because it's so hot here. I have enough that I can bake potatoes in it. I can do, you know, probably up to maybe a 12 by 12 pan or 13 by 9 or something like that. But I've been putting that in the other room and shutting the door just so that it doesn't heat up my house. And it made a huge difference. And our electric bill really wasn't that high considering the heat we've had and having the air on. So I don't know if you found that, Vince, but just being aware of, like, I'm trying to use these other things because I know propane's expensive. And once it becomes winter, we have use propane for our furnace. And so I'm using these hot plates and the convection oven and a crock pot and those kinds of things. So I'm not using my propane right now and heating up the whole house.
Well, and that's the strategy that we're using. For example, class, we have a hybrid solar system. So we have solar panels. We have charge controllers that charge the battery bank, and we have an inverter. And we can be off-grid at the flip of a switch, meaning disconnect from the grid. We can be on grid, meaning use the grid only, or we can be hybrid, use the grid if we want to, sell to the grid if we want to, charge our batteries and use our battery bank if we want to, like all of the above. So hybrid is all of the above. And what I've chosen to do is stay connected to the grid and use the grid while it's available and stable and conserve our battery bank life expectancy. And the idea is, and propane, we're using as little propane as possible just for cooking, just for the cooktop, meaning the stovetop, not for the oven. We'll use the electric grid for a convection oven, the electric grid for a toaster, because we can't store the grid, but what we can do is store our propane. So we're conserving our propane for worst case scenario, which is something I'm expecting. Kathy, there's something going on right now that's really serious, and I need to tell the class about this. As the war in Ukraine gets more vigorous, there's a risk of a large nuclear plant meltdown. The reason that I discussed with Dr. Sergey Leo Sheely Soren on Monday iodine is because of my concern of a nuclear plant meltdown. I haven't read the article, but the headlines in really large type says at Drudge Report right now, you quote, "Ukraine war grows more dangerous. Nuke plant meltdown risk. Disconnected from power grid. Russian missile hits passenger train. Zelensky vows retribution," end quote. Now, if the nuclear plant is disconnected from the power grid, my understanding how these things work is that it will generate more heat because the heat is not being used to generate electricity. So really what a nuclear reactor does is it the nuclear reaction gets hot. The heat is used to boil water. The water boiling produces steam. The steam turns a turbine. The turbine is connected to a generator via a shaft. And the shaft turning the generator produces electricity. And the condensed water goes back into the boiler for regeneration of steam. If you disconnect the electric generation, then the
Jay was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, don't believe a word of what I'm saying. Make sure you do your own research. I can't verify this, but I'm reading from Associated Press, APnews.com. Quote, on Thursday, the plant was cut off from the power grid for the first time after fires damaged the only working transmission line, according to Ukraine's nuclear power operator. It's not clear if the plant has been reconnected. As long as it remains off the grid, we'll have to rely on emergency diesel generators to run a cooling system that are essential for the safe operation of the reactors. End quote. So that's only part of the article. And this nuclear reactor is Europe's largest. And cutting it off from the grid is a real serious thing because the cooling system relies on the grid. Now they're relying on diesel generators to run the system to cool the reactor. If they run out of fuel, if the diesel engine goes into runaway mode, if anything goes wrong, they will have trouble cooling the reactor, and the next likely thing is meltdown. Meltdown means radiation enters the earth as the nuclear reactor bores a hole into the ground until it runs out of fuel and it keeps going down into the ground. Simultaneously, there's almost always a release of radioactive fallout into the air. So what you might want to consider doing is getting some Lugol's solution. Now, don't believe a word that I say. Don't believe a word of it. Go back to Monday's broadcast USA Prepares, and listen to the first half hour with Dr. Sergey Leo Sheely Sorin. And listen to what he has to say about iodine and protecting your thyroid from nuclear radiation. We talked about Lugol's solution and how the dosage. I'm not going to tell you. I want you to hear his words because he's the expert. This is serious, and it could be really serious. This messing with nuclear radiation, radioactivity, nuclear power is insanity. Absolutely insane. It's got to be the dumbest thing that man has ever done. Build something that has an exhaust that is deadly for many, many, many millennia. And when I say exhaust, I mean the byproduct. I mean the radioactive elements that are left behind. General Electric and companies like that built these nuclear reactors, and there is no way to safely store the waste. No way. I mean, we put it into caves. We put it into containers that will fail. We put it in the ground. But there's no safe way to do it. It's been thrown in the ocean. It's in the air. It's on the soil. There's a fire raging right now underground outside of St. Louis, Missouri, where a nuclear waste from the Manhattan Project, 1940s, was dumped. And there's a fire and they can't put it out. This is serious. I suggest if you don't know about Lugol's iodine, you do your own research. Lugol apostrophe S, iodine. It's inexpensive. It's available in dropper bottles, 2 ounces, 4 ounces, and you might want to consider having some. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm really worried. Kathy, any comments about what I said?
Well, Vince, I was going to say the same thing to get the Lugol's, and if you go back and you listen to even to Dr. Sheely, I believe Dr. Sheely said you should start on it before if you have a concern because it takes a little while to build up. So just for me, just my opinion, no advice to anybody, but I'm already on it and I will stay on it. And I made sure that we bought ours a while ago, Vince, when you talked about this before, but I made sure I bought enough for my children and grandchildren in the event that we have this radiation leak.
Yeah, actually, class, all nuclear reactors leak. They all leak, and we have 104 of them in this country right now. Every nuclear reactor leaks some amount, just like every microwave oven leaks microwave radiation. Now, you may not think that it leaks. All you have to do is get a microwave leak detector and go anywhere near your microwave oven in your house or anybody else's house when it's turned on, and you will find out they leak. They all leak, and the amount of leakage is astronomical. So I'm sorry to have cut this class short, but I just happened to read the headlines, and to me, it is frightening. It's absolutely frightening what's going on. And just a few people are causing problems for everybody. I'm talking about people that are called leaders. They cause problems. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm sorry to end this on such a frightening note. But class, heads up, do your research about what's happening in Ukraine right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.